VMN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Have your people call our people at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Pardon me. When last we left, we were speaking with Rich in Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay as Appealing Signs.
Right.
Where were we, Rich?
My question was, my understanding is when somebody is on GSP in whatever country they're looking at, they'll be able to tell how much the shipping is going to be, including the costs of the tariffs and so forth. So
if it's fixed price. If it's an auction listing, they'll see an estimate based on the current high bid.
Okay, so if you don't have a weight or a box size in there, then they wouldn't be able to get accurate information. Is that correct?
Don't know. Why would you not have that information?
Some of my items, depending on how much information and things I put on them, because a lot of them are custom and so forth, the
right.
Weights vary, so I can't get an exact, you know, so some of the things I have, I just can't put a weight on them exactly.
So I don't know the answer, but you can find it out with a little research. So
okay.
if you have an item, take one of your items where you don't have this information entered.
Okay.
Take the item number, go to your web browser and go to, so for example, ebay.com.uk.
Okay.
Enter the number in there.
All right.
And search, and then see what your listing looks like on eBay UK. And
cool.
If it's in the global shipping program, you'll see it. It'll say in the top of the page, the box in the middle. It'll tell you.
Yeah, because I opted in for everything. They called, and I opted in. And as far as I know, I was opted in. But the only ones that I see that are selling that week, which I'm having pretty good, actually good success with UK, the only ones that I really see there are the ones that ever sell already have the weight in there, so that
yeah.
People already know that. So when they're buying it, because I'm not sure if I put a wrong weight in or whatever that they're getting the right price points, and so maybe that would delay people or not want them to buy at all. So
tell you that it may be true that you're missing out. So on the GSP help page, it says your item's eligibility for global shipping program. It must be physically located, blah, blah, blah. But then it says here, package must not weigh more than 66 pounds or be 66 inches in length. And the only way we would know that is if you provided the dimensions. So if you're not providing the dimensions, it's possible it's not showing up. But my advice would be to just search for an item where you're not providing either one bit or both bits of that information and see if it's showing up. If it's not showing up, there's your answer.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I will try doing it. I never thought about going onto a different site and looking at that. And in case anybody's interested, we got our e-com convention coming October 16th and 7th. It's ecomchicago.com. So thank you so much for your time. And Lee, give me a call or talk to me. We can get this out to you.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. Well, I hate to take something free from him. He should do a private listing for me.
Oh.
Sell it to me.
Oh.
And I'll pay for it. Lynn in Schaumburg, Illinois, known on eBay as DaisyDog62. Hello, Lynn. What's your question or comment?
Hi. First of all, I need to correct my friend Rich from Appealing Signs. The e-com convention is the 17th and 18th of October.
Okay.
Got the dates wrong.
Oh.
So
all right.
Funny lashes with a wet noodle to him,
Are you guys listed in our event calendar?
I think it is. I think I just checked it and it is.
Okay, good.
So I have a comment to make.
Go ahead.
Sellers are complaining about managed returns and taking returns and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was on Facebook, and one of the many Facebook pages that I'm on related to eBay, somebody popped up, I just sold a dress to someone, the dress is a size small. And after the transaction went through, they contacted me, said, I didn't notice it's a size small. I need an extra large. Can you send me an extra large? And the seller said, well, I have a no return, sales are final clause. I don't know what to do. So I was the first respondent, and I said, well, have you shipped the item? Did she contact you before or after you shipped the item? Well, it was before, but I shipped it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Bad. Really, really. Let me just be as blunt as possible in my comment about as stupid a business move as you can make. But go ahead.
I'm like, why? Why would you? Because I have a all sales final clause.
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the dumbest moves I have ever heard.
Yeah. So the seller could have made it, you know, made the buyer happy, but is more focused on his or her own policy overriding everything. And this is, I got to tell you, I mean, I'm sure the person's probably a nice person and believes they're right, but it's the kind of selling activity we don't want on eBay. I don't want it on eBay. None of us who are sellers on eBay want sellers who would actually do something like that to a buyer. It's just, it's absurd.
Well, you know this person said, well, you know, it was listed. First she said twice, then she said three times, and then it was four times in the listing. I said, well, which is it? Two or three or four times? You've just contradicted yourself.
Yeah.
So you actually made a mistake here. The buyer, you know, it was a buyer with a one feedback, so it's a new buyer. So guess what's going to happen to that buyer? Buy eBay.
Yeah, they're going to want to, exactly. And that buyer has a wallet, and that wallet has money in it, and that money helps everyone. So, yeah, it's a sad thing. It's what that seller is doing is using eBay as a way of punishing a buyer for making a human mistake, and that's just not a good customer support thing to do.
No, I thought you might get a chuckle out of.
I wish I could chuckle about it. It makes me want to cry, but yeah.
I know, but I love, you know, stupid is the only word for it.
Well, thank you for sticking up for the right move. I know sometimes that's a risky proposition on a chat board, so.
You know, because honestly, I said if it was me and I had shipped it and the message came through, maybe it's not the right thing to do, but I would have told the buyer refuse the package and just let it come back to me.
That would be work. I'd also say, I'm so sorry. Here's your refund. You know, donate it.
Well, just that too. That,
move,
you know,
on to the next
thing.
Depending
on what the cost of the item, I think it was a $16 item or something.
Yeah,
it wasn't even an expensive item.
And if you're in business, and if you sell regularly, you are in business. If you're in business, you know, it's a loss. You take it sometimes. It's not a matter of, you know, well, it was the buyer's fault, so I'm not going to take the loss. I'm going to make the buyer suffer with a small dress that she can't wear.
The funny thing is somebody did respond after me saying pretty much the same thing. You know, why in the H did you send it out?
Yeah.
And the initial poster finally said, well, thanks for your comments, and that posting has disappeared.
Oh, well,
deleted,
yeah,
the whole thing.
You know what that tells me? I think somebody got somebody got through to the seller, so maybe that seller will rethink his or her practice in the future.
No, but I thought I would share.
Love it when people share.
Thank you, Lynn.
You know, eBay is doing things about returns for a reason, and there is one.
Lynn, I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Well, you know, Griff.
What?
You and I have been doing this show now. We're going into our 12th year.
Feels like 50, but okay. Go ahead.
Going into our 12th year, and we like to think of ourselves as two kind of nice guys on the radio and helping people out and everything.
Yeah.
But the real star has shown up on the eBay radio chat board.
Who?
And that would be Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, I see him.
And so people are just, gaga over Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff is causing people to be very gaga.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. So we got an email from Ed in Corning, New York. This is to Jeff. He is talking in chat. So they're sending us, contact us emails to Jeff.
To Jeff?
Yeah.
No, you can just, his email address is right there. You can just send it to Jeff.
This is to Jeff. He is talking in chat. What is eBay doing to fix the search optimization / the Google spank?
We've already announced this, that we only have one thing to say. We've talked about it. John, our CEO, has talked about it, and our search team is doing everything we can to fix that. Remember that this was a Google action, not an eBay action. It behooves us as a business to make sure that that's working, and they're working on it.
Oh, I have a great question here.
What?
It's from Edie in Santa Monica. She said, I know I sent an email earlier, but please answer this question number two.
Sure.
I am continuing to experiment with how to deal with stale inventory.
Oh, stale.
I have a lot of one-offs, about 1,000. It's a constant struggle to keep entering new inventory as well as re-entering old items. And here's the question.
Yeah.
Which item is more stale? An item that was listed for 60 days, removed for 60, and then relisted? Or an item that is continuous listed for 61 days?
Well, technically, here's how you think of this. How long has that item number been up there? So when you relist an item, you get when you end it and relist it, you get a new item number. That's a fresh listing. So in the eyes of somebody who's searching, they may say, oh, that's just that stale old item. As far as eBay is concerned, it's a brand new item because it has a new item number.
Would it behoove you to change the pictures?
It might behoove you to change a lot of stuff until it sells.
Of course.
Yeah, I'd try that.
Interesting.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, it's our final segment. Oh, wow, the show went by fast. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 279.
Linda Bottino is known on eBay as top-rated seller Linbot 1 and is the owner of the eBay store Eclectic Resurrection. She shares this tip on what to look for when dating vintage clothing.
Look at the inner seams of an outfit, because there's a lot of stuff out there that could fool you very easily into thinking it's the 50s. Up until, say, the mid-60s, most seams were pinked, meaning they were cut by hand with pinking shears. So you'll see that little zigzag. You'll know this was a handmade garment, like it may have been in a garment factory, but people were still cutting by hand. When you see that, you can guess mid-50s and earlier.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, that's what you use.
How's it going with the in-person event next week? Are they all sold out, or Nashville still has
that's
some?
A good question. I think Nashville was the only one that had seats left, and I haven't talked to Jeff about that. But Jeff, since you're on the chat board, you could just answer it if you would.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you for reminding me, though, because this gives me an opportunity to say to those of you in the Atlanta or Nashville or Miami area who have registered for the event and who believe they're not able to attend now, please make sure you go in and cancel your registration so we can give space to the standby list. We can give your spot. So if you registered and you're not coming, please be fair and give up your space so we make sure someone on the standby list can get it.
So I think it's time to look at seller events.
Yes, please.
Let's
go ahead.
Let's go to our seller events. And remember that on all you have to do is go to ebayradio.com, click on that archive button. It'll take you to our archive website. And then up at the top, you'll see a bunch of little tabs. One of them says seller resources. And then you hover over that and then you click on seller events and our calendar comes up. So today would be the 21st. Yes, it would be. So next week, on 8/26, for those of you in California who cannot get to the eBay in-person events on the East Coast, you can go. Patty Coleman's the organizer. It's on the 26th, which is Tuesday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time, of course. It's at Cervello's restaurant in Long Beach, California. We were there once, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a visit from Julian Martinez. Here he comes again. Marketing director of Bid on Fusion is going to do a presentation about Bid on Fusion. You can contact Patty Coleman if you want more. And to find out how to contact Patty Coleman on or any of these people who are putting on these events or seller meetup groups, come to our eBay Radio seller event calendar and look it up. So, okay, so that would be on the 26th. And, of course, the eBay in person is in Atlanta that night. Tuesday, 8/26, from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's going on at the Emory Convention Center Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Be there or be square. Then the next day is eBay in person in Nashville, Wednesday, August 27th, 2014, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And it's taking place at the Marriott Cool Springs in Franklin, Tennessee. And then the next day, which is Thursday the 28th, eBay in person in Miami Beach from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Miami Beach Resort and Spa, Miami Beach, Florida. So, Griff, you're going to have a big week next week.
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's also going to be exhausting. So I got to make sure I conserve my energy.
And so do you do what I try to do before I take a trip, like walk a little more? And
oh, yeah.
Because you got to be walking through the airports. And
well, I got to do some walking only because, and this is the case, walking, but especially biking on the stationary bike actually helps my knee. So
that's good.
Yeah, I hopefully there'll be a gym.
Kind of give yourself a tune-up a little bit.
A tune-up because by the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, I'll be standing on my feet for 4 hours. And, compressing those little knees. So, yeah, I'm going to try to do my best.
Well, the next time I speak to you, it will be Tuesday, and we will be on your little gizmo. We will be talking on your little gizmo.
That's the gizmo.
From your hotel room, which should be very interesting.
Oh, and I sent John an email, and I have a question for him about the headset and the Comrex.
Okay.
I know when we were doing our test, we had a little issue, and I have a question.
Okay.
Why don't I just ask it now on the air?
Ask it on the air.
Why not? It's a very simple question, even though I sent it an email. So in the Comrex, John, there's a setting for sending phantom power to the microphone. Should that be on or off? It is off. Okay. Yeah, it's off. All right. Just want to make sure.
Okay.
There you go.
Good question.
Dynamic microphone, no phantom. Love
right.
It.
Okay. You got it. Well.
There you go.
Griff, it's been a good show. Very lively today, I thought.
I know.
Lots of people in the chat room.
And it went by so fast. I'm so
sorry.
I know.
And considered the 20th was yesterday, we haven't gotten a lot of people screaming or anything.
Hmm. Yes.
Maybe you do in your email, but we certainly haven't heard it on the radio today. So.
Well, yeah. Someday I'll write a book.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I can't say too much. I got a job here.
Exactly. I get the drift. So anything new that you're going to be discussing at the eBay events? Do you guys do a presentation first and then
we
take
do a
questions?
Presentation. We're going to do basically the same presentation we've been doing this summer. And we're going to focus a little bit more on preparing for upcoming holiday sales. There'll be a lot of questions about holiday extended holiday returns. There'll be questions about everything, including seller performance standards and defects and everything else. And we answer all those questions. We try to leave as – I'm trying to get the presentation time compressed down to the least amount of time so we have more time for Q&A, because that's really why people come. They don't want to sit there and watch a presentation. We have some good information in the presentation about best practices, and I love talking about those. But I'm trying to keep that as short and sweet as possible so we can get to the meat of it, which is eBay in person. We're here. Ask us. I know Brian Burke will be with us for the first two. I don't think he's going to be able to make the third one, but that'll be helpful because then it takes – I can share the duties a little bit better. Not so much on stage. It's not a big deal, but off stage afterwards, there's people hang around and they want their questions answered. It's nice to have more than just Jeff and I, so that'll help.
Well,
hey, we're done.
We'll see you Tuesday, honey.
See you Tuesday from the hotel room. This segment was brought to you from ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Tune in on Tuesday, August 26th for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, and you'll join us for all the fun. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Shipping Nirvana. When shipping is so streamlined and sensible, you can't imagine doing it otherwise. That's Shipping Nirvana. And ShipStation wants to take you there. No matter where you sell online or where you plan to sell online, no matter how long it takes now to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. With ShipStation, you can create from one label up to 500 at once, automatically mixing and matching carriers. And you can automate decision points, letting the system assign specific carriers and packing slips while you're already on to the next thing. ShipStation also makes it easier to communicate with customers. Customized email confirmation and tracking information sent like clockwork. Let your customers know you're playing in the big leagues. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. eBay Radio listeners get an extra month free after the free trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio. We make shipping the solution you've always wanted it to be. Like we said, Shipping Nirvana.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.